Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Monday North Korea and China are the biggest ongoing drivers, allowing Russia to carry out its war in Ukraine, and that security assurances will need to be part of any potential future negotiations to end the conflict. Speaking during a visit to South Korea Monday, Blinken said North Korean supplies of artillery, ammunition, and troops, along with Chinese support for Russia's military industrial base, are giving the Russian military the backing it needs to continue carrying out the fight it began with a full-scale invasion February of 2022.
In the last week of December, more than 1,000 North Korean forces were killed and wounded in Kursk. Casualties of Russia's effort to redraw the border of a sovereign country, Ukraine, to do it by force, and a sign of the growing threat posed by heightened cooperation between revisionist authoritarians in Moscow and in Pyongyang.
Blinken said North Korea is already seeing a return on its involvement in the conflict in the form of Russian military equipment and training for North Korean troops. Israeli emergency services said three people were killed and seven others wounded when gunmen attacked a bus and car Monday in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. The attack happened near the Palestinian town of Al-Funduk. Israel's National Ambulance Service said two women in their 60s and a man in his 40s were pronounced dead at the scene. Violence has surged in the West Bank since Hamas's October 7, 2023 attack out of Gaza ignited the ongoing war there. During his briefing in South Korea Monday, U.S. Secretary of State Blinken, who will leave office in a little more than 2 weeks, said U.S. negotiators are still working with partners in the region to get a ceasefire deal in Gaza.
What we've seen in the last couple of weeks is a reintensified engagement, including by Hamas, but we have yet to see agreement on the final points. So what I can tell you is this. We very much want to bring this over the finish line in the next 2 weeks, the time that we have remaining. And we will work every minute of every day of those 2 weeks to try to get that to happen.
This is VOA News. Sources close to the leader report Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, whose party is facing a predicted defeat in upcoming elections, is increasingly likely to announce his resignation, though he has reportedly not made a final decision. Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks reports.
It marks the latest development in Canada's political landscape, following a report by the Globe and Mail newspaper earlier on Sunday that Trudeau was preparing to step down. The newspaper, citing three unnamed sources, reported that the exact timing of Trudeau's resignation announcement remains unclear. However, they expected an announcement before a key national caucus meeting on Wednesday. It remains unclear whether Trudeau will leave immediately or stay on as prime minister until a new leader is selected. One source told the newspaper that Trudeau has spoken with Finance Minister Dominic LeBlanc about stepping in as interim leader and prime minister. That move might not work if LeBlanc plans to run for the position himself.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks reporting. The U.S. Congress plans to convene Monday in D.C. to certify the 2024 election results for U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. January 6th is the date required by U.S. law for the election certification, and presiding over the process would be the person Trump defeated in the election, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris. With a legacy of January 6, 2021, when a violent mob of Trump supporters stormed the Capitol, is hanging over Monday's proceedings, as the candidate who then tried to overturn the previous election is legitimately returning to power this time. Speaking to Democratic members of Congress Sunday, U.S. President Joe Biden said it is important for all members of Congress to accept the choice of U.S. voters while never forgetting what happened in 2021.
January 6th, we gather to certify the results on a free and fair presidential election and ensure a peaceful transfer of power. It's a day that most of our history we took for granted, the 6th, but I hope we never take it for granted again.
Tightest national security is in place at the Capitol Monday, a stark reminder of what happened at the Capitol 4 years ago. Residents across much of the United States are in the grips of a disruptive winter storm that forecasters said could produce the heaviest snowfall in a decade. The northeastern Atlantic states prepared for a major blizzard that has already covered parts of the midwestern U.S. with heavy snow and dangerously low wind chills. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec told the Associated Press for the eastern third of the U.S., getting around will be the biggest issue.
The ice is definitely going to be a big deal. There is a band of some significant icing expected from southeast Kansas, southern Missouri, southern Illinois, southern Indiana, into Kentucky. That's going to be to the south of the very heavy snow axis to the north. So any combination of icing on the ground and a combination of snow is going to be causing a lot of travel issues.
That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.
It's VOA 1.